Between about 1992 and 95, a birthday among my siblings meant one of three things. The first, my inevitable choice, was Storybook Glen, a fairy tale themed adventure park in Aberdeenshire where you needed to squint a bit to discover the magic. But if it was the birthday of either of my siblings, it meant a trip to Aberdeen's Pleasure Beach. The birthday child could choose either the funfair Cadonas, with its juddering ghost train and teenaged ride operators flicking gum inside the token hearts, or the beach leisure centre. This, I think, was the favourite of us all, but we didn't want to wear out the joy it offered, so we visited sparingly. As well as the enormous, frenzied, blue-shimmering pool itself, the roiling jacuzzi, and the glamorous American-style food, teetering cheeseburgers, buckets of Pepsi, served at the pool's edge, there were the flumes. Of these, there were three, mystically named the Tube, Pipeline, and Wipeout. The Tube was the best, and indeed the only one I ever actually tried. For this, you lugged an inflatable rubber ring up some wet steps, where you'd stare down the three yawning openings to the flumes, the blue-throated calling of your destiny. Then you'd place your inflatable in the tugging current, settle in, and push off, zipping over the white gush of water, spinning in and out so it seemed of consciousness, ecstatic with the speed of it. Then it abruptly ducked you head first into the birthing pool at the end, and you'd cry. That ending was why I never tried either of the other flumes. If the Tube ended that badly, how could I cope with Pipeline or Wipeout? But I saw them, I felt their dark and swirling presence, and I can conjure them for you now. Pipeline, the middle flume, seems at first to be the most ambitious. You go in without the shielding rubber tube, only your thin swimming costume between you and death, and you close your eyes before you launch, wondering if this is going to be your last glimpse of the world you love so much. But Pipeline turns out, actually, to be a bit of a bore, squirting you gently round some tokenistic bends for slightly too long. At last comes the witch trial of the receiving pool, your teary-eyed spluttering, freedom. And then there's Wipeout. Wipeout isn't like the others. It's a leap of faith, propelling you down a near vertical drop until you've picked up so much speed you'd spark if you weren't drenched. Corners, twists, turns, all at death-defying speed, until you're flung like spent flotsam into the churning waters below. Wipeout is for tough kids. I've been strangely haunted by these other flumes all my life. I'd look at them as I boarded my inflatable coracle at the mouth of the Tube and feel their occult pull. But I never had the courage to take them myself. I knew that at heart I was only fit for the Tube, that the Tube, in fact, was enough for me. And this is why I write, to try other lives on for size, to stand at the blue mouths of the flumes and take a path that might surprise everyone.